Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
One person is sadly dead after a house fire this cold in Chapelville. Coming up, we'll tell you how long firefighters have been on the scene.
And we have the potential for some strong storms for tomorrow. It's not going to be a washout of a day, though. I'll show you how to plan around it.
Durham Public Schools employees are protesting again today over pay issues. Coming up, how a newly proposed budget could cost millions more than last year.
The regular season is over, and now the Canes are getting ready to host their first playoff game. What we know about the schedule as a road to the Stanley Cup. Get started. Oh, yes, we've been down that road before. We'll see where this one goes. The loudest house in the NHL will be even more amped up. 6 o'clock, everybody. We are amped up for your Thursday. We've got a beautiful sunrise. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. The road is getting shorter as we head towards the weekend. That is for certain here,
like
Friday
that.
Eve. Right? Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. With that in mind, we have a look at this severe risk for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of us looking forward to Friday. So you see this level one risk here. And you want to know, well, when are we going to see these thunderstorms? Here's what's happening right now. We have a cold front that's sliding eastward, kicking out all the clouds that we saw yesterday. Today's going to be a bright and beautiful day with lots of sunshine, but it is going to be hot. We'll wake up tomorrow morning to partly cloudy skies, and then we'll start to see the system developing, rolling in. A light shower in our western counties right at noon. At 2 o'clock, a chance of just a couple of isolated storms in our central counties, and then in our eastern counties around 3 to 4 o'clock. After that, it moves out. We may actually see a little sunshine around 5 o'clock. It does not look like it lingers through the evening commute, at least on this version of Futurecast. And after that, we're pretty much done. So that frees you up for the evening. If you had plans to be out to dinner, the outdoor tables may be great. Or if you're traveling, whatever you're doing, a Friday, once we get past around 5 o'clock, it looks like it'll be mainly dry. A pretty morning out there. Is a live look at Roxborough. Just a couple of clouds hanging there on the horizon. 62 in the triangle with a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. But up in Roxborough, it's 59 right now. 67 in Rocky Mount, 64 in Goldsboro, 63 in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, we climb to 80 at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 87 in the triangle. And we could easily hit 90 down in Fayetteville for the first time this year. Ken?
Elizabeth, all new at 6:02. We just got a report of a crash that happened at Buckhorn Duncan Road in Holly Springs. This just happened within the last couple of minutes. We're told that there's a crash with injuries. We're working to get more information about that. We also just checked with our friends at Raleigh 911, and this crash here in near the downtown area at MLK Boulevard and Garner Road appears to be in the clearing phase. We also zoomed in, and we're not seeing any major delays right there. We want to take you live outside to I-440 and Ridge Road. There was a crash here earlier this morning, but that has since cleared. But if this is part of your morning commute, you've got clear sailing there on 440 and Ridge Road there in the Triangle area. Our neighbors to the west, you're waking up this morning. If you're just getting ready to head out in Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, nothing but clear sailing on the major thoroughfares there in Durham.
Ken, thanks. Today, Durham Public School employees will get their chance to address a newly proposed budget. This comes after a pay dispute that's lasted months. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live outside the Durham Schools Administration Building. And Kelsey, these employees will get a chance to speak at a public hearing this evening, and they also plan to make their voices heard beforehand.
Renee, they sure do. The Durham Association of Educators has planned a rally for tonight. That rally will happen ahead of the board meeting here at the administrative building. Employees are protesting over pay again. Just last month, they rallied demanding higher salaries. Employees' recent pushback led to canceled classes for multiple days. Tonight, the board will review a newly proposed budget. Interim Superintendent Kati Moore is requesting $8 million. It would fund salaries for classified staff. That's people like therapists, teachers' assistants, and transportation staff. Board Chair Bettina Umstead says this request is a big ask. County leaders would have to give the school system $26 million more than they did last year. So we'll be sure to stay on top of what happens tonight and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Today, former President Donald Trump will again be in a New York courtroom. The first criminal trial against him resumes this morning with prosecutors and Trump's attorneys working to finish jury selection. Seven jurors were seated Tuesday. Today, they will interview 96 more people who could end up on the jury or as alternates. Trump criticized the jury selection process Wednesday in a post to Truth Social, saying his attorneys are not being allowed enough strikes to block potential jurors from being seated. Under New York law, each side has an unlimited number of strikes for cause. The judge presiding over the case can decide whether the cause is worthy of a strike. Coming up in the next half hour, the questions prosecutors say they will ask Trump if he takes the stand.
A 17-year-old is accused of stabbing a man to death outside a Raleigh Walmart. This happened Tuesday at a bus stop in the Walmart parking lot on New Bern Avenue. We're working to learn the name of the person who died, as well as the name of the teenager who faces charges.
Highway Patrol is looking for the driver responsible for a deadly hit and run in Johnston County. Troopers identified the woman who died as 43-year-old Jennifer Penn. She was hit on Old Stage Road near Anger just before 10 Tuesday night. Authorities, though, are still looking for a dark or black Jeep Wrangler with damage to the front end.
A man wanted in connection to the shooting death of his children's mother is now facing a murder charge. Deputies arrested Scotty Tyler of Robeson County during a traffic stop in Lumberton. He's charged with killing 36-year-old Lydia Hoyos of Roland. She was found shot to death inside her home early Sunday morning. Tyler and Hoyos had two children together. New this morning, storms brought significant damage to areas of northern Ohio overnight. Strong winds swept through parts of the state. Trees were uprooted, power lines knocked down, causing thousands to lose electricity. There were reports of at least two suspected tornadoes. So far, no injuries have been reported.
We're getting pretty used to seeing our favorite college athletes move between schools. It is called the transfer portal. I'm sure you've heard of it. Now the NCAA is making it even easier for players to switch teams. A new rule change will allow student athletes to make unlimited transfers and play immediately at their new schools. Previously, they could only do that once, and then they'd need to sit out a year if they transferred again. WRAL Sports investigative reporter Brian Murphy says while this gives new opportunities to players, it brings challenges for coaches.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough on coaches, right? Not only do you have to recruit a player, you have to re-recruit him. I mean, you have to keep him on your campus.
Fans will at least be able to get attached to players for a full season because players will not be able to play for two different teams within the same season.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and jobs could be scrapped at UNC System Schools. A committee of the Board of Governors unanimously voted to take the changes up to the full board for a decision. UNC Chapel Hill students we spoke with say DEI policies and jobs have enhanced their college experience. Junior Camila Perez wants to see them stay.
And I really hope there's a lot of open discussion in regards to the benefits that DEI brings and any programs like that. Just because right now I feel like there's so much stigma and there's so many stereotypes.
Governor Cooper and former UNC System President Tom Ross have both spoken out against the changes. Cooper says Republican legislative and university leaders who attack diversity at our public universities are failing in their duty to protect students while threatening our ability to recruit top scientists, researchers, and innovators who power our economy. The entire Board of Governors could take up the changes next month.
In just the last 30 minutes, we have learned a person is dead after a house fire in Chapel Hill. Crews responded to that fire on Rogerson Drive just after 1:30 this morning, and Nick Perlin got there shortly after in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Nick, those firefighters been there for 4 hours. This is very sad news.
Jeff, very sad. We got that update from Chapel Hill Fire Department at around 5:30, confirming with us that unfortunately one person has died in this house fire right here on Rogerson Street. I'm going to get behind the camera just to give you a better look at some of the damage that we're seeing right here. We are still seeing firefighters right now spraying water into the home just to make sure that, you know, all the flames are out for good. But you can see, I mean, just a ton of damage to the exterior of that home. You can see the wood is completely burnt up. Just a really sad situation here in Chapel Hill early this morning. We're still working with the fire department to find out what exactly caused this fire. I'll stay on top of this one all morning and I'll let you know when I have more information. Live in Chapel Hill, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
All right, Canes fans, get ready. Stanley Cup playoffs are here again, counting down 2 days until the puck drops. 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon is game one of the Canes' first round series against the New York Islanders. It is here in Raleigh at PNC Arena. The series will be a rematch of the first round matchup between these two teams last season. The Canes took down the Islanders in six games in that series. The full schedule for this year's first round will come out tonight once all the league's regular season games end.
An NC State student is the victim of a new scam after being conned by an alleged dating agency. We'll hear from an expert who says these types of hoaxes are becoming more common.
And she's quickly become the face of women's basketball. Caitlin Clark is expected to sign a major deal with Nike, the seven-figure payday that could be coming for the superstar from Iowa.
And it's going to be a sunny, hot day today with highs in the upper 80s. After that, our pattern changes significantly. We'll see a few scattered storms on Friday. A few of those could be severe. And then we're cooler over the weekend with some rain on Sunday. I'll walk you through all those chances for rain coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
For tomorrow, we have the potential for some scattered storms. A few of those could become strong to severe. The timeline is going to be between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when we'll have the best chance of just a small band of storms moving across mainly our southern counties. After that, the evening is trending drier. We'll walk through the full timeline on Futurecast coming up. Pretty sunrise here in progress in Goldsboro, looking lovely, feeling nice too. 66 in Tarboro, 63 Lewisburg and Southern Pines, 62 in Irwin, and 64 degrees in South Hill. Heading out for exercise this morning, feeling pretty pleasant with those temperatures in the 60s, but we warm up fast. At lunchtime, 80 degrees, and we'll be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. I mean, even if you wait until 7 p.m. to get out, temperatures will still be in the low 80s.
Elizabeth, green running wild on the traffic map this morning. All the major thoroughfares in Raleigh area, the Wendell 87, 440 in the Beltline, nothing but green showing up on the map. We do want to tell you about a crash that just popped up in the Holly Springs area. This is at Buckhorn and Duncan Road at Duncan Cook Road. This is not going to near any major roadways. It's not going to affect your morning commute, but we'll keep monitoring traffic for you.
Ken, thank you. A man who pleaded guilty to kidnapping a 9-year-old girl from a campground in New York now faces 47 years in prison. Craig Ross pleaded guilty last month to kidnapping the girl from a state park near the Hudson River last September. Her disappearance sparked a massive search. A break in the case happened when law enforcement saw someone placing a ransom note in the girl's family's mailbox. Fingerprints on the note matched Ross's. The girl was later found in a camper where Ross was staying.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center is Sydney Mall has reopened today after a mass stabbing there happened last Saturday. Black ribbons and wreaths were there remembering the six people that were killed. Shops are closed inside this mall for what's being described as a community reflection day, but that mall is open. They say they'll reopen on Friday. The shops inside the mall will open on Friday. This is what happened, though. 40-year-old Joel Couchy ran through the mall with a knife, killing six people and hurting at least a dozen others before he was killed. A candlelight vigil will be held on Sunday.
Officials in China and the U.S. are looking into a scam that cost an NC State student tens of thousands of dollars. The scam was reported April 10th. That's when NC State police performed a welfare check on the student after family reported that student had been acting strangely and had withdrawn large amounts of money. The student told police they were the victim of a dating agency scam. Experts say the number of these types of scams exploded in 2020, and they continue to get much more common.
Because it's so unexpected, right? You would never think this wrong number text could lead you to be defrauded out of your life savings. But that is actually what we're seeing happening.
Officials from the U.S. Treasury Department interviewed the student, and the investigation has now been turned over to law enforcement in China as well. That's where the student is from.
The demand for weight loss medications is booming. That's leaving manufacturers struggling to keep up.
It is the demand that's causing this. And again, we are working so hard every day to make sure that we increase that capacity as fast as we can to get these medications in patients' hands.
Coming up on Today, what thousands of people across the country need to do as they go without their prescribed dosages. Today starts at 7 right here on WREL.
Well, the face of women's basketball right now, I was about to say college basketball, but now she's a pro. She's nearing a lucrative sponsorship deal with Nike. The Athletic is reporting Caitlin Clark is nearing a deal with Nike worth at least $10 million. Clark also reportedly received offers from Adidas and Under Armour. The sponsorship deal comes as Clark's WNBA salary is being criticized. Her base salary for her rookie season will be about $76,000. By comparison, the top pick of last year's NBA draft made about $12 million his rookie year.
Good for Caitlin and very good for Nike. They know exactly what they're doing and how she inspires so many people. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the face of our morning news and weather, with beautiful views all around town.
Oh, we do. It's going to be a nice day today. Lots of sunshine out there. Seeing mostly clear skies there in Goldsboro, as well as Apex and Chapel Hill. We'll give it another couple of minutes. The camera's just not quite turned around to the east. But Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And in Fayetteville, that's our newsroom there on Hay Street. Check in for Friday. Friday's really going to be the biggest potential weather event we see until Sunday. We have a small chance for some wind damage from the Triangle area southward and westward. Yesterday, that level one risk covered almost the entire viewing area, so the Storm Prediction Center shrunk that just a little bit. We're watching the next system that's going to come through, and the best chance of rain really is going to be on Sunday. And the big question is, how early is that going to come in? Some of the models want to bring that in during the morning hours, maybe mid to late morning, and then some of them don't bring it in until later in the afternoon. So we'll be watching that low, developing and moving up a stalled front, bringing us that chance of rain. It also brings us cooler temperatures because we'll be on the cool side of that front. But let's talk about Friday first. We're looking at a little bit of sunshine to start with tomorrow morning. We see some cloud cover starting to develop during lunchtime and a few isolated showers and thunderstorms that start to develop. The window is going to be, say, 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's quick. They roll through, they're in and out. But one or two of these could produce some wind damage, and then it's over, most likely, right around 5 o'clock. So the evening commute looks drier. If you're planning to head out for dinner or to a movie, to an event, I don't think you'll have to take along your umbrella. We only have a very small chance of a shower once we get past 5 o'clock. Saturday, we're going to see cloudy skies and cool temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-70s, but it should be, you know, a fine day to be outside. We may see a few peaks of sun from time to time, but it may feel more cloudy than sunny. We'll take another look at the long-range view from Saturday, and you can see, again, things are looking just fine. Big question is Sunday. This version of Futurecast wants to bring some of that rain in Sunday morning and then increase the coverage as we head through the afternoon. Some of the other ones, it's going to be a worst case scenario. Some of them don't bring that rain in until Sunday afternoon, but Sunday's going to be a cool day no matter what. So for tomorrow, a few isolated thunderstorms, mainly in our southern counties between 2 and 4 o'clock. Saturday looks mostly dry. We kept that 20% chance in just because that front will be close to us. And then on Sunday, increasing chances for rain during the afternoon and overnight. All total, probably a half an inch to maybe an inch of rain. It'll depend on how quickly that rain moves in on Sunday. It moves right on out. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday look dry, but cool. 63 on Sunday, just 65 on Monday, and then back into the 70s Tuesday and Wednesday, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, 620, we just got word that that crash we've been telling you about in the Holly Springs area, that's happened just in the last 20 minutes at Buckhorn Duncan Road and Duncan Cook Road, involves injuries. The good news is that this is not close to any major roadway, so it should not affect your morning commute, but we did want to give you an idea of exactly what's going on. And speaking of the morning commute, take a look at this. I-40 and Lake Wheeler Road, this is really just a typical morning congestion. You see westbound traffic moving away from us, eastbound traffic, the headlights coming our way. Listen, when you're waking up in Durham this morning, you're waking up in Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, getting ready to grab your keys to head out, nothing to worry about. It's just clear sailing all the way across the board in the major thoroughfares. Of course, if you are getting ready to head out, you can listen to WRL News Plus on the radio, 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Ken. There are new charges for a Clayton man who was caught recording video under a woman's dress at a Target store. The additional charges he is facing after police reviewed security footage from the store.
And a final farewell to the Arizona Coyotes. The emotional reaction fans had after the team's last game before they moved to another city.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, R&B singer Ashanti has a hit song named Baby, and now she's having a baby of her own with rapper Nelly.
She put it out there in the universe. She made it official in a now viral Instagram post. The video here shows her staff, including her mother, trying to find her backstage at a show. And they ask how much time she'll need before she's ready. And she comes out after taking a pregnancy test and says, gonna need about 9 months.
Interesting way to reveal it. Ashanti and Nelly are both in their 40s. This is something that Ashanti has looked forward to, motherhood. It'll be her first child. Nelly already has four, is a father of four, and a new exciting chapter for them. Also trending, another big star is lined up to be part of the reboot of The Naked Gun. Pamela Anderson now on board for the project. And Liam Neeson will be starring. He'll play Lieutenant Frank Drebin, the character made famous by Leslie Nielsen. The movie could come out sometime next year.
I could really see this being good with him, but I'm Liam Neeson, you know, I'm thinking like Kidnapped, and I'm thinking like him as a tough guy role and all the things he's played, and I can see him flicking the switch and doing comedy, and I think he's going to be a good Leslie Nielsen.
And I hope the reboot keeps Frank Drebin's, you know, funny one-liners, the over-the-top humor. I mean, just like, you don't even have to listen to this and you're already laughing because you know Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun.
They have to keep it.
Yeah, can't wait to see it. Just ahead of the summer travel season, American Airlines has unveiled a new luxury experience for travelers. The airline is rolling out new dining options on all domestic and international flights. It's also adding suite seats on more than 300 international and transcontinental flights, so you can stretch out and relax.
Wow. Tell you who's moving out. The NHL's Arizona Coyotes saying goodbye to their fans. Players saluted the crowd after their game last night, which was the last one for the team in Arizona. They'll be moving to Salt Lake City next season. So the Coyotes gave their fans one last happy memory. They beat the Edmonton Oilers in their last game, 5-2, the final.
We continue to follow breaking news out of Chapel Hill, where just within the last hour, we've learned a person is dead after a house fire early this morning. This is a live look at that house. Nick Perlin is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last hour.
And tracking that potential for some strong storms tomorrow, the best chance is going to be middle of the afternoon. I'll let you know how that could affect your Friday evening.
And a shortage of ADHD medication has families struggling to get what they need. What pharmacists say you should do to make sure you get your prescriptions at a reasonable price.